once here on IndianRadio.com.
Stop.
So easy a win. I know I have my vote. I know I have Warren's vote, even if he doesn't like me. And Phil,
absolutely one of the top worst ever.
Don't give him a top. Off. Don't. You're not working good. That's the reverse.
He's terrible.
He's going to enjoy that tier of achievement.
So the win goes to Fernando due to lack of originality.
I held up an OG original, brand new, from Wendy's at 2 a.m. I discovered that they have a joint promotion with Wednesday. So I got a Wednesday Frosty.
Yeah, they've been advertising pretty hard for the last 7 weeks.
And have you had one single bite? Yes. Single bite.
Actually, I had.
What's it made of?
I don't know what it's made of.
You're a liar.
Some kind of hamburger with a purple bun.
Oh, Christ almighty. The Frosty. It's vanilla Frosty with cherry.
I'm not gonna lie. Blood. Since I got my teeth done, Frosties aren't that good to me anymore.
Get them taken out right now. remove them immediately.
Beating. I don't know.
So I'm like the thing from Looney Tunes, the newer version. Say it ain't so, Daffy. What is your favorite? The double monster bacon burger one.
Yeah, the Baconator.
Does that not do it for you anymore?
No, the food's fine. It's
just the Frosty.
So here's something I did not know until I had this done, is that your teeth are like your big heat sensors for your mouth.
Okay.
So without them, everything's weird. Cold and hot are just weird. Like, I can't tell cold and hot until it's burning the roof of my mouth or I'm shivering.
I don't know, Warren. It sounds like a personal problem.
It does to me, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's something that anyone here is concerned about.
It ruins the Frosty for me.
See, that's a tragedy. Horrible, terrible. Now, we can elevate it to have four more fun with, Phil. Does it change your perspective on kissing a redhead or a blonde or a brunette?
I mean, who would kiss a redhead?
You, because you've done it.
I mean, I know. I was.
I've done it. It's not. I saw no difference. Beautiful woman's beautiful woman. All a little crazy. But you put redhead in a different category of crazy. That's. I haven't seen that. They're all a little bit nuts to me.
I can give you numbers. Anyways, let's get it. We got a lot to talk about. We got to talk about. Yeah. Mind. I mean, I'm sorry. Star Trek.
And back half. Whole back half of Wednesday.
Yeah. I think total we might push Peacemaker shows. Off. We have so much to talk about. Maybe we'll push Peacemaker off a week.
Especially, it's been its jump has been a bit disappointing. Where Wednesday and Star Trek have been through the moon.
All right, let's get into Star Trek. Enemy Mine.
This is the phenomenal pumpkin one, right?
It is the pumpkin one.
Damn, it is the season. However, that makes me a little sad. I'll interject real quick. Do your opinion. I won't talk about it yet. Just thank goodness and all the gods of everywhere. For Wednesday and Star Trek after Resident Alien, it totally did. So proceed. You're going to talk about Star Trek.
I kind of liked it. I mean, it was a very familiar theme, right? Like, two enemies stuck together.
They're leaning hard on the Gorn. I mean, this is like the fourth episode.
A little too hard.
I think they're right under the radar. I think I'm okay with it. They push it a little more than. Yeah, sorry.
But
so
you're not the first person that said that to me. A guy at work said that to me too. He's like a Star Trek nerd guy. But I said, every Star Trek needs to have one main protagonist villain. You know, like the Klingons with the original series, the Borg with the second series.
Strange New World.
If I may, this is the difference where I think the other ones failed, where credit to TNG, they came up with the Borg. That was a brand new villain, right? Brand new race, whatever, baddie. Other ones like Voyager and they started totally weaning off the teat of that whole species or whatever. This series is doing a little bit of that with the Gorn, but just enough, like you said, Warren, I think they're right at the threshold. Otherwise, have some original freaking storytelling. I mean, this year has been all about the Gorn, essentially, but not like they gobbled up all the Borg.
I'm gonna plead ignorance here. I know that when Captain Kirk takes over the Enterprise, it's because Colin Bohannon gets messed up and is in a wheelchair and stuff. Is that from Gorn?
No.
Okay. No,
same kind of omnipotent being situation, but not.
He has to make a decision either to rescue the crew and die or let the crew die. And, you know, he's the captain, so he rescues the crew. He doesn't die, but he might as well have.
Oh, you're talking about Pike?
Yeah. Okay. What I really, I'm gonna jump into.
And so I just wasn't sure it wasn't the Gorn is what I'm at.
No.
Okay. But as I said, there's that same omnipotent presence being that had all the powers in the world.
But I am going to go into just what I personally hope with this line of thought, since you brought it up, is I hope the last episode is a remake of the original Star Trek pilot. Because that is where you had, you know, you saw Captain Pike, you saw Number One, you saw Spock, and, you know, they discover the planet in which he eventually ends up residing.
I mean, there's a but. They're going to have a bunch of more seasons left. They can't go straight to that.
No, the next season is the last season.
Shut your face. Why are you a bad person? Why do you give me bad news?
That's been out for over a year.
No, but Fernando didn't hear it, so it didn't exist yet. No, that makes me sad.
Speaking of planets, I forgot last week we had so much to talk about. I forgot to bring this up during the show. Warren, did you get the reference that both me and you have been to in last week's show?
He's lost.
You have to refresh me just a little bit better.
It was the Klingon one. And what's the Uhura's dating?
Ortega.
Ortega's brother. Ortega, when they were in the bar, Ortega came in and what did she got them? Did you catch that?
No, I missed that.
So she'd got them these big hero sandwiches, and they even had fries on them. And what planet were they at? Promonti 3.
Wow, some deep nerd crap there.
Cremonti Brothers is a big sandwich shop in Pittsburgh, Warren, and I stayed in the hotel next to, and they put your fries right on your sandwich. I didn't know if you caught that. I did not.
That's a good pull.
When she said that with those, right? And then she's like, yeah, I got them on Promonti 3, and I'm like.
Because Promonti makes sandwiches that are like 8 inches thick, and they bring them to your table.
Yeah, or the hotel you're staying at.
So wait, you guys spent a night at a hotel and had things this big?
Pretty much.
All right, just clarifying.
For anyway, the
and drinks and all kinds of good
stuff. So wait a minute, like I'm still a bit of shock because I saw an interview at the latest con or some con where they had about four or five of the cast there, and they were talking about what are you going to steal from the set? What are you going to steal from the set?
That's because it's ending next season.
But they're already starting to steal it now, or maybe they're talking about next year.
Season is already filmed.
Oh, that's why they haven't even had said it. That's some, you know what that is? That's a hairy.
That's some bullshit.
This is a good show.
And you're not going to bunch your butt a little bit more.
It can go five seasons. I know, but then go five seasons. Even freaking Resident Alien went four or five.
And there's only five episodes next season.
See, you're just the bringer of doom and gloom.
I am pissed.
Why do we let him come on the show?
Pox on your house, sir.
I hate that. Why this whole new streaming thing is screwing up TV?
That's some bullshit.
This is. Freaking,
that's terrible. That's all of the things we say. You can't do that. No more Nurse Chapel, even though we were having some issues. But you can't take that away. What do we got left? Because Wednesday is going to take another year or two. At least we know that's
probably
coming
two.
Back. But
probably two.
I have so much to ask about Wednesday.
Let's roll back to the Star Trek this episode. Yeah, this is Ortega's.
It's her,
the first time. Yeah, it was her first
solo episode.
Where she was solo, yeah.
Yeah, she's the main. And it was straight up legit sci-fi. There was no dream or clue sequence. Yeah. This was like straight up episode.
Too derivative of multiple shows.
They're trying to do homage. It was straight up. Yeah, we're deciding. We're going to pit you two enemies and see how if you can live to the next generation level. Yeah.
And the Ortegans, whatever the aliens creatures was that was there, and I'm drawing a blank on them.
He always called them the Mexicans.
They're the same one, an alien. I'll give you that.
They're the same ones that were in the Star Trek show with the Gorn, the original show.
That's what I'm saying. It's homage.
The same group. Yeah.
Same setup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They got to introduce the characters.
Except, you know, and as we've gotten older and I saw the repeat, that's probably my favorite OG episode with the Gorn. Because as a kid, you're fighting Big Lizard Man and you're learning science. And Spock is going, yes, yes, yes. You're like, oh, ooh. I'm figuring he's got the eyebrow and everything. And then you learn science. You know how to make gunpowder at 5. It's awesome.
How did he know to do the people's eyebrow before the rock was around?
He's Spock. I mean, Spock, at this point, he is a verb. Okay.
Where do you think he stole it from? He stole from Spock.
Hey,
I don't know where Spock stole it from. Maybe he traveled to the future.
There you go. I heard that the next Star Trek series with Helen, the one I can't remember her name fully. There's going to be
Academy.
I read a sub headline that they're going to be dealing a lot with time travel, which is going to make Warren so happy.
Oh my God! Please say no to time travel.
They're going to have a Star Trek guest character with The Rock being a Vulcan.
That's a big-ass Vulcan.
Because The Rock in a uniform giving the people's eyebrow.
That would be... I love that idea.
I'm doing fist bumps forever.
Well, wasn't there a wrestler who came on before?
Yeah, the Big Show was in. He fought in one of the arena scenes, I think in TNG.
I thought there was another bigger one.
He was an Archer.
Enterprise.
Archer, is that what it was?
Yeah. And I think there were a couple wrestlers in TNG, but it wasn't the Big Show.
Well, just to put a button on it, go back in time and bring The Rock into present-day Star Trek episode. That's it's plausible. It's science, period.
It's science. Like they should have Spock time travel and like see The Rock do like the people's eyebrow, and he should be like, I'm going to do that. That'd be so awesome.
Go back to First Contact and the Vulcans see him. They watch an old video VHS.
Yeah, they're like,
oh, that's going to be perfect. We can do that. Our muscles are attuned after all the meditation and fighting. And
well, it's illogical to cross my hands with one finger out.
There you go.
That eyebrow.
Yeah. They'll do the two fingers coming up. All the things.
But anyway,
were you still going?
I enjoyed the episode. I know it was a complete bite on. I mean,
a half a dozen different things.
Yeah, I mean,
well, one main one. Come on,
World War II movie like that with the Japanese guy on the island. What was that? Hell in the Pacific or something?
That's a bit of a pull.
Then Enemy Mine and all that kind of stuff. So it's
but it was still there.
And then of course the original TOS, the original show.
Too many acronyms. We're starting to dip into math. I'm TMO TOS. Yeah.
Theta, Delta, Epsilon,
but all of those, all the Greeks. But it was still thematically very Star Trek. You know, where we can't do anything. Well, we can use the ship as a wedge to keep the blight. It's like, okay, that's fun sci-fi. And then you had the emotion with Uhura going like, we got to try. And then later it's like, well, I have something to admit. I know you fudged the numbers. That's a good old captain right there. He knew what was going on. He wasn't stupid. He knew you fudged it. So I enjoyed little nods like that, just in terms of storytelling. And it's still coming back. It's canceled. What? Finals? No more. I was hoping that me and Nurse Chapel could, you know, rekindle, make amends.
There's no reason why they couldn't take this to 7, just like everything else. But no, they can't do it.
But why can't? I understand why can't. Can't do it.
I have heard no reason why they're only doing 5 seasons.
Because they're starting this whole Starfleet thing.
Because of contracts.
Cool. Who named the person? I'll give him. I got an extra 20. 20 bucks is 20 bucks. I'll come back.
20 bucks is 20 bucks.
God dang it. You just ruined my afternoon, Warren, again.
Good job, Warren.
Good job.
You're welcome.
Show killer, Warren.
God dang it. Because that I was wondering again, the interview was like, oh, I want to do the like Nurse Chapel. The actress was like, oh, I want to get like the pillows in Pike's room because they're that squishy. I'm like, why? You need that for next season. Why? That's expensive. Why are you going to like, oh, we want phasers. No, phasers are like 16 grand each, by the way. And like, why? You need that for next. Are you going to revamp the ship or what's good? And now, Warren, that's just.
It'd be like, what do you want? I'd be like, Nurse Chapel.
I'd take a Nurse Chapel with me.
And a side of Sing, please.
Yeah, a side of Sing.
See, here's the thing. Nurse Chapel dropped. Sing went up.
Stock's going up.
That whole dance sequence when Vulcan got his hand high on her thigh, I was like, oh, what do we have here? Okay.
Oh my God.
I'm still thinking number one is pretty up there too.
Oh, you're still in the 90s, early 2000s. That's some Conan O'Brien Stamos action. Mystique, pre Mystique even.
Yeah.
I mean, who's coming back?
Yeah, man? But all right. all right. Let's get into Wednesday before we run out.
Love this show so much. They've set up for, I mean, it wasn't even a nuance. Season three is coming hard.
I'm so mad that what they part? Have to go rescue Enid. They should have showed that right away.
There's so much to say. You mentioned Enid. Now I'm thinking towards the very end when they're leaving the school. I forgot her name. The actual 16-year-old redhead.
Yeah. Redhead, devil. Right? You there?
Because she is Batman. I've realized this. It's Tim Burton. This is a Wednesday version of Batman. She just gives no Fs. She plays it right down the line. There is no sentiment at all in this character. And again, Meeting of Titans, Ortega destroys this. Not the Star Trek one.
But here, what I'm going to say is, I'm okay. I liked where it went. I like that
Uncle Fester setting us up?
And I like that Uncle Fester and what's her name?
Enid?
No, Wednesday are going chasing after Enid. Okay. I like the conclusion with Slurp and everything. What has happened to the funky-eyed buzzard Raven?
Raven.
And who killed the sheriff originally and all the other people? That whole storyline vanished.
Don't make me think. That's hard.
No, there was something in there in which the Raven outcast, the person controlling the birds, the avian outcast. Yeah, she got revealed, but I don't remember who it was.
Oh,
it was the daughter of the guy who, it was the lady who ran the prison.
Yeah.
Right? But they never it was never like, oh my God, this is what happened to him or anything like that, or why she killed them.
No, they didn't do that. I don't recall that at all.
Right?
But
so
she
they
got
just
killed.
Left that. And plus, Lurch had the evil eye.
Right? Well, that was never addressed at all. That was your theories, but it was never addressed.
Right.
As a thing.
I mean, but I was kind of right on the hand.
That they would find.
What did you call it?
That thing belonged to Slurp.
Yeah, which was a good, that was a nice twist. That's an original, that was never done in the story. So that was a nice twist.
I'm just saying the whole Raven murder things, why they were coming after Wednesday, just vanished.
Is it wrapped up? Do you think they'll bring it back
in
season three?
Well, I think the Raven master or the avian outcast, wasn't she killed?
She was, but we never had like a bird battle or anything like that.
No. And the one-eyed Raven is still around. It was at the very end.
Right. Right. Which says to me, maybe they're going to carry that into next season. I don't know.
Might.
You guys are like in the big strokes, the big, thing. I enjoyed, there were so many little things that it was just a pure delight.
The murder mystery part is killing me.
That's fine. I'm not big on that, so I can leave that kind of, I was enchanted with the little things, man.
Now, like, episode six, where they switched to bodies.
Beautiful.
That was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that one.
You want to talk about actresses? Holy cow. Those are two of the best actresses in the universe. Between Ortega and Meyer. I forgot her first name all of a sudden. Emma. Yeah. It was kind of weird as a filmmaker guy, the dynamic. Emma became the star of the show as Wednesday. And Ortega kind of played second fiddle as, the character should. It's just weird. But Jenna now was not the main character. Actress in the storyline, so that was a little different, a little twist.
And I really enjoyed that to find out she is allergic to collar,
like you two. Win, that's a win for 2025. You know what? It's funny, you little wizard, you.
Whoa, that was just mean with a capital M.
So again, the little nuances from that too, we glazed over it. Remember when Wednesday, I think there's the first or four episodes, she jumped in the trunk to sneak into the thing, and then the lady, the counselor, she started playing like pop music, and she just had to cover her ears. Like she, so again, right, the writing is awesome, and the character, she loves to be tortured, whoever, in the macabre stuff, but the true torture was to listen to like NSYNC or something for the whole ride back to these. That was, I mean, it was just so subtle. She just put both her hands over her ears and like, oh man, this is great. This is just fun. Fun. Yeah. Remember that word?
All four episodes were fun. And I mean, the setup for next season is good. I'm a little pissed off. I have to wait like a year.
Now you're bringing bad vibes.
I might not.
Oh, I didn't even mention, like, I'm just remembering now, I didn't mention in the first episode when they're fighting the other people for the camp property or space, whatever, and then it was revealed that Enid basically just dumped Medusa Head Boy, and then they walked away, and all of a sudden the guys came out of the conversation. I really feel for that guy. That was because damn it, Burton pulled a gun raccoon on me with the redheaded girl. All of a sudden, like, well, my mom is this, I did that, I just wanted to be a part of, like, oh, I was like, oh poop, I feel for this character. I know. See, you don't know.
Luckily, I know redheads, and I know that's just all a lie. She's gonna be the person behind the raven.
Come on, she's like when Wednesday, or when Enid is in Wednesday's body, and she says, "I'm well." She's just this, and she doesn't. She's just using you for this temporary. That between that and at the end, like, well, my mom divorced a normie, and
I thought that. Believe it or not, I like that. I thought the best thing that she did was when she double redhead. And got around the siren thing.
See, that's creativity. That's some Batman shit right there. That's how you beat beat Superman. I saw that. I was like, no, I saw it right away when she was like, okay, come out. And I was like, I knew what she did right away. I was like, brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely brilliant.
I like
Tim
that.
Burton is writing this on a piece of white paper.
Gargoyle Boy or whatever his name is, like froze the bad guy for him.
He did that a few times. He did the camp.
Yeah,
he was like,
but
whoops.
At the end, and then, right, came in and played hero.
And then Doc Brown.
Dork,
That was cool. And they did a good job. Phil, you may appreciate that. Again, we didn't know that the baddie was the principal. He was there the whole time, and they did a good job of making him kind of benign, doofy character. But no, he was the baddie. Yeah, one of the major baddies.
He started
the
cult, right? How weird was that?
Yeah, that whole thing threw me. They went to the 90s bar scene with the cult guy. Hey, you want to be a star? I was like, where the hell are you going with this? And
I kind of, now that was something I kind of did enjoy, that is that there were multiple villains in multiple different threads.
Even the redhead was a villain. No shock to Phil, but he was the villain in the very beginning. We thought that was a big, big baddie, but it's actually what it was. But and then the siren in the pool was the mother, right, of the student siren. Yeah, that's a nice writing. Oh my gosh, again, masterclass. Absolute masterclass.
Just a good storyline. Just a lot of stuff going on. Hard to like even talk about it all because there's just so much going on.
Yeah, well, like, haven't mentioned her at all. Grandmama,
she's okay.
I thought the character was pretty nice. I enjoyed
steady.
Her
nothing
scenes.
Spectacular, but she was
an enjoyable scene. Yeah, foundational.
Again, the writing. I don't know if Tim Burton had other people helping, but there is that phenomenon dynamic of the daughter and the mother just being at each other's throats, and you saw how it was generational. So again, nice touch.
Yeah,
chef's kiss on that, and. Even that one note, like, you know how the mother-in-law digs on the son-in-law. She's like, oh yeah, you couldn't make the money on your own. You had to go to a normie.
Well, or that you weren't really an outcast.
Yeah, and right? then
no
and the
re- powers.
And then the reveal later, he was an outcast, but he did it for X, Y, and Z, like hero, duty. And you're like,
I actually thought there was something going to happen.
I did
and
too.
When she had bring his powers back.
I thought at the end he'd get a little shocky shock, and then he'd have that magic fingers once again, which would be great for Morticia. I'm sorry I went there. it's hanging around, and I had to counterbalance your redhead pervy talk. That's all.
No pervy talk. Redheads are the devil.
Okay.
I don't know what you're thinking.
There goes our last redhead listener.
They were gone a long time ago, thank you.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry, Warren. Phil is a magnet. They're just. But yeah, I really never did a Google search with the redhead. We should get her name down because she's really good. If they anime, she has like anime eyes. I want to know if they CGI those things or not.
Yeah. What about I thought because she's like 16 and
in real life, and
Emma is like 23, and they did that dance where she was like
a little erotic. Yeah.
Well, but no, I didn't mean that. Oh. I just meant like the physical traits of it and stuff were kind of, you know, like holding them up and swinging each other around.
I thought that was cool. I thought that was
yeah. No, I trick. Did, and I was like, man, that.
That's a lot of muscle.
Yeah, and I couldn't imagine being a 16-year-old be like, here, so.
Well, she's an outcast.
Take one of the stars of the show. And,
an outcast.
I meant real life, right? Like,
again, I mean, because I was wondering if they're going to bring the Jenna Ortega dance scene because it was so popular on the first run. And I was like, well, where is it? Oh, we're going to go with Enid and Redhead.
Yeah.
Okay. And it was well done. When she disappears, looks like she's floating. Oh,
yeah.
That's great writing.
That's kind of cool.
But again, Batman the whole time, they play the character so well because Wednesday got her ass handed to her at least two or three times in the series. But you saw her, she's Batman when they're doing the whole thing. Well, like we're good to go. And she's holding up, she stole the charm. That cancels the siren's voice, and she was again Batman. She was the puppeteer.
And then how about Enid saving the day again?
Yep.
Right, first time wolfed out to save Wednesday, and then the next time she wolfed out was to save Wednesday.
Well, again, that's beautiful writing. You always you start you write the end, and then you write the beginning. So all of it, it's Enid who is the timid, and then, no, she's the one who becomes. Or, I mean, maybe the bigger broad stroke of this series, it was supposed to be Wednesday saving Enid because, but it totally went the other way. So again, that's just blueprint, everything about the show, and again, the acting when they switched, wow, it was really strange to see,
Ortega dancing around being happy.
It was weird to see Wednesday smiling so much. It was abstract or dissonant. So I don't know what else to say. They wrote this. This guy's a genius. I'll just throw it out there because he wrote this knowing all the things are going to happen. Obviously, in this one with the being tethered to season one, but also his other eye, his other. Raven Eye was on season three. It's got to connect seamlessly into that. And at the same time, you didn't have to watch season one to really fully enjoy, but enjoy season two.
And
that last episode, I saw it gets me, it gets me a little misty. That whole thing when Wednesday comes out of the gates and Enid had just wolfed out and she's like, where's Wednesday? And the whole thing, I think I mentioned it last episode where, hugging's not our thing. And then, and you're going to have to bleep me out here. Enid saw Wednesday. She's like, I don't give a fuck. And she just ran straight to her, gave her this giant hug. And I froze that moment. Enid looks like a corpse when she's being hugged. Like, it's like the worst thing in the world. And then she just collapses. Enid hugs her again. And then Wednesday, that's beautiful. That was one of the best scenes I've seen in cinema. Got me right here. This is where your heart is, Phil. And that's where something happened.
Let the defense show. He's pointing to his
feet. Once again, Fernando brings the whole thing down to his nether region.
Whatever nether regions ending of Star Trek Next New Generation Frontiers. You're horrible.
Full of bad news. We didn't get to Peacemaker this week. We'll get to it next week. Hey, the show will probably be a day late the next couple weeks. My real job is being a real job for right now.
You tell your pimp to get things straightened out.
I'm going to be like,
before you get the pimp hand, you better straighten it out.
I'm going to get the pimp hands. I better shut my mouth. But anyways.
You're going to have to cut a fill.
But anyways. So we'll talk Peacemaker. The last.
Oh, my gosh. I was not ready for that.
The ultimate, the last Star Trek.
The finale!
Finale.
Yeah.
Season finale, not series.
We'll be back next week.